the praises. Come on. He inhabit the praises of his people. Come on. He inhabit your praise. He inhabit. You can't love on God. He don't love on you. You can't tell him how much you adore him and he don't come back with something. You can't tell him how much you appreciate him and he don't come back with hallelujah. See, this is why it's very important to give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. He is good all by himself. He don't need nobody else. Come on. Hallelujah. He's the same God that spoke it and said, let there be, and there was. He's the same God that stepped out on nothing. Come on. And called those things which be not as though they were. So why not give him thanks? Why not give him praise? Why not give him the glory? Why not give him the honor? Why not love on him? Come on, somebody. If you love on him, he'll love on you back. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, because I like what he said. Come unto me, all you that are labor and heavy laden, and I do what? Give you rest. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He works situations, circumstances out in your life that people think it ain't going to be worked out. What kind? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Can we go down memory lane right now and begin to thank him? Because that's what we're doing. God bless you. Even Shirley, God bless you. Hallelujah, Providence. I want you to know God is still working on situations and circumstances. But we got to give him thanks. We got to give him praise. We got to give him honor. We got to give him glory. Praise our God, because he's still in the midst of it. When people think you're not going to come out, guess what? He steps in. When people say it ain't going to work out, guess what? He works it out. All you got to do is sit back and give him praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Next time you're going through, don't complain. Just give him praise. Next time you're giving, just give him glory. Just give him honor. Father, I thank you. Father, I bless you. Father, I love you. Father, I know what do. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that will love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you. Thank you, God. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. And everything, give thanks. It's a bad situation. Yes, it looked like they died. Yes, they died. But God, I give you glory. I give you thanks. I give you praise. Yes, it looked like I just got a painkiller. But God, I give you praise. I give you glory. Yes, bills are due piling up on me. Yes, things up. But God, I give you praise. I give you thanks. I give you glory. I give you honor. Because he's still working on your behalf. Somebody better say amen. Somebody better get up and say amen. Because God is still working on your behalf. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on. We got to learn how to give him thanks in every situation. Because his mercy endureth in every situation. When it seems like you're weak. But guess what? He said, let the weak say I'm strong. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. When it seems like you're about to be oppressed and depressed. Oh, come on here. Give thanks unto the Lord. When it seems like the walls are closing in upon you. When it seems like your back is against the wall. When it seems like you ain't got no other way out. But oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on, do like David again. I lift mine eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. Oh, give thanks. My help coming from the Lord. Hey, glory to God. He that what made the heavens and the earth. Come on here. Hallelujah. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on. I'm coming out of this situation. I praise him. I'm giving him glory. I'm giving him honor. Because why? It ain't taking me under. It ain't taking me under. Come on. It ain't taking me over. Guess what's taking over? Praise. Guess what's bringing me out? Praise. Come on here. My praise. My worship belong to him. My worship. It don't belong to nobody. Guess what he said again? Hallelujah. In this sixth verse, the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is on my side. I give him praise. I give him glory. The Lord is on my side. I give him honor. The Lord is on my side. He's on your side today. Come on. No matter what you're getting ready to go through with, God is on your side. So you owe him a praise. Come on here. He ain't going to let nobody overtake you. He ain't going to let it overthrow you. Oh, give him thanks. Oh, give him praise. When they dig in a ditch for you, come on here. What he does is he steps in and he become the plank that you can walk on. You keep you from falling into the ditch. Come on here. He said, because my footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Come on here. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on here. He become the plank. So you can walk on him. You can walk on his mercy. You can walk on his grace. You can walk on his forever. Get you to the other side. When they come back to look to see if you're in there. When they come back to look to see have you failed in there. No, you have not failed in there. Why? Because the creator, the master, the merciful God that we serve. He la basando. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is when you begin to start giving him thanks. Hallelujah. It gets you out of that. When you start giving him praise, when you start giving him glory, when you start giving him honor, hallelujah, you won't look at the situation. Come on. When you start giving him praise, hallelujah, then you can say it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on. And let us do what? Exalt his name together. Let us bless his holy name. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him honor. Give him glory, somebody. Hallelujah. I know you're on your break. I know you're in the break room. I know you're probably just listening, trying to work too. But oh, I dare you to start giving him praise. I dare you to start giving him glory. It'll bring you out of that situation. It'll bring you out of that lonely place. It'll bring you out of that dark place. Come on, somebody. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He allowed it, but I'm going to give you glory. You allowed it, but I'm going to give you praise. You allowed it, but I'm going to still bless your holy name. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Ah, come, I'm coming out. That's right. God bless you, Mother Betty Sanders. Good to see you. I want to see you in person. I know. I can't wait to see you. Hallelujah. Oh, give him praise. Oh, give him praise. Oh, give him thanks. Come on. Hallelujah. You can praise your way out. You can thank your way out. Come on here. You can speak your way out. So this is why we got to give him praise. We got to give him glory. It's no more longer. It's no more longer. It's no more longer will we be stuck in a place that we're in where we have everything we need to bring us out. What? Your praise is going to deliver you. Your praise is going to bring you out. Come on here. Hallelujah. When you start giving God praise, when you start giving him thanks, as it said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. I don't care, again, I'm operating on this, for his mercy still do forever. Come on here. Hallelujah. He covers you. This is why we praise him. He blesses you. I have this saying about me. I'm not going to say about anybody else, but I'm saying about me. He don't have to do nothing else for me. He don't have to do nothing else for me till he come back and get me. He don't have to do nothing else for me. You know why? Because his track record and his presence record tells me that he's able to do a sin of all I think I ask. He done great things for me. I got enough to live off to praise him. I got enough to live off to giving glory. I got enough to live off to giving thanks. Come on here. He's done enough for me. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. When you start giving him praise, and you start giving him thanks. You don't have time to walk in fear. You don't have time to walk in doubt. You don't have time to walk by what people say. Come on here. Can't nobody, oh, this finna really bless you. Can't nobody shut your praise down but you. Can't nobody, because what it say? What it say? Again, that sixth verse, it says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man, that bless me, surely. What man, can do to me. Woo, my God. The Lord is on your side. Come on. That's why we came. We got to give him praise. We got to give him thanks. The Lord is on your side. God will open up doors. I got some witnesses out there. God will open up some doors that man have closed in your face. God will shut some doors that man say, hallelujah, it can't be open. But God will open them up and he'll close some doors when man try, hallelujah, to keep them closed. God will open them up and shut them back up. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't look at the situation you're in. Don't look at the situation what you've been in. Don't look at what's going on around you. What you need to do is stay focused on and give him praise. Give him thanks. Because your praise is going to open up these doors. Your praise is going to unlock the hand of God for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can we sing a song in a strange land? Because just like this, because God is on our side. Hallelujah. I've had some good days. Okay, we go, sure. I had some good days. Come on. You had some good days. You had some hills to speak to. Come on. Not climb. You had some hills to speak to. Because he says, speak to the mountain and it shall be removed. Come on here. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we got to give him thanks. Because them things seemed like they weren't going to move. It seemed like they weren't going to move. It seemed like it was going to overtake you. Come on here. But, oh, when I look around and I think things over, how good God's been to me. When I look around and when I think things over, how he brought me out, it's worth it giving him thanks. It's worth giving him praise. Come on here. It should have took me out. It should have took me over. But guess what? Who steps in? My God, my King, my Lord, my Savior. And he brings me out every time. He brings you out every time. Every one of y'all that's on this line, every one of y'all that's is listening to this radio broadcast on today, this is what you got to do in every situation. I don't care if it's good. I don't care if it's bad. I don't care if you don't understand it. But this one thing you must do, all give thanks unto the Lord. Come on. Thank him. I thank you for the good, and I thank you for the bad. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm getting like you got to get into a place. Come on here. You got to get into a place. Hallelujah. To give God praise and thanks. Come on here. Hallelujah. You got to get a like a Job. Get a Job thanks. Get a Job praise. Job says, come on. Job said this when he was going through in one day. Job still gave God thanks, and he still gave God praise. Yes, he did. Job lost it. Let's go back for a few minutes. Hallelujah, because we can go open the lines. We can open these lines up while I'm talking. I'm getting ready to open the lines up. Hallelujah. Error code 632-1000 for prayer, and you call in and give God thanks. Amen. Job said this. Job said this. Naked I came into this world, and naked shall I return. Job said, the Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Bless it. Uh-oh. Come on here. Do we have any Job people out there? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job gave thanks in the midst of what he was in. Job gave thanks in the midst of what he was in. He still glorified God. What can you do that? Job still blessed his name. Job still gave honor to God. Come on. Again, he said, naked I came into this world, and naked shall I return to this world. He said, the Lord give it, the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In other words, he was giving them thanks. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, the lines are getting ready to open that you may call in for prayer. And you can just call in and just give a word of thanks to him for a brief few minutes. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, the number is error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Touch that phone. Pick up that phone, call in, get prayer, and give thanks unto God. This is your opportunity. This is your time now. This is your opportune time to call in and give thanks today over the air. Hallelujah. Because it's why we give God thanks and we give him praise. We give him honor for everything he has done, even in the midst of it. You say, well, how can you give God thanks? And it looked bad. It looked bad because you're looking at it through the natural. It looked bad because you're allowing yourself to see it. That's why, again, David said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For he is good, and what his mercy endureth forever. My verse that stood out to me again, that sixth verse, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. That's to you. Come on, you don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to walk in doubt. You don't have to walk in belief. Because guess what? He's on your side. Again, if God be for you, who can be against you? Tell me one. Show me one somebody. And I'll show you that they can't, because no weapon that form against you shall prosper. Again, the lines are open. I'm waiting your call. I'm waiting your call. Amen. To touch it and agree with you. And I'm waiting your call to give thanks for everything that you're going through. It don't look good, Apostle. How could I give him thanks? Still give him glory. Still give him thanks. Still give him praise. Why? Because he's on the throne. He's on the throne. And guess what? He's never lost a case. He's never lost a patient. Guess what? He's still Jehovah Jireh. He's still Jehovah Shabbat. He's still Jehovah Shalom. He's still your peace. Come on. Hallelujah. In the midst of everything that you're in, God is still who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise our God. You don't have to wait for me to stop talking. I'll stop talking when you call in. I must talk while you're on, while I'm waiting your call. I'm just talking while I'm waiting your calls. Again, the number, error code 321-632-1000. And you can call in for prayer, and you can call in and give him thanks and give him praise. Do I have one or two? Or do I have any out there today? From the sound of my voice, say, Apostle, I would like to call in for prayer. And I would just like to call in and be grateful for what God is doing. Caller, you on the prayer line.
Good morning, Apostle. God, to be the glory. I give God all the thanks and the honor. And in spite of what it looked like, the good and the bad and the ups and downs, I just praise him and I magnify his glorious name.
Yes.
His son, Jesus' name.
Yes. Father, we thank you for this caller. And as she have come in to give thanks on today, we thank you now, God, that you touch and you finish the work that you begin to do in her life and everything that surrounds her that concerns her, Father. And we give you praise and we give you thanks and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. Still call in and give God thanks, no matter what it is, because this is the year, this is the time of Thanksgiving that they set aside, and we still give God the praise for every situation, every opportunity, every time we get an opportunity to give him thanks and give him praise, this is what we're going to do. Amen. Even if it don't look good, even if it don't feel good, guess what? It's still good because who? He's the creator. God bless you. You're on the prayer line.
Hi, Apostle. How are you?
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Yes, this is your niece, Prophetess Shirley, just calling in for prayer.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. All the way from Georgia. God bless your heart. Father, we thank you for this caller calling in today, oh, Father, to give thanks and prayer. We thank you now, God, that you meet every need, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken that concerns her, that concerns you now, Father. And everything that surrounds her, Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless your heart.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
God bless you. God bless you. People are calling in. They begin to hear it. And it's going out. Now, you can call in again for prayer. And you can call in and just, if you want to just give him thanks, you can do this. Come on, somebody. Thank you for the callers that's already called in. You're still out there. Again, the number, error code 321-632-1000. I just want to call in an apostle to give him thanks because he's been good to me. I just want to call in to give him thanks because he made a way out of no way for me. Come on. Hallelujah. When your back was against the wall. And you didn't know how you was going to come out. But what you did was you decided to give God praise. You decided to give God what's due to him. And he brought you out. He brought you out. Do we have any more witnesses? Come on, you got time. You got time that you can call in. Amen. You got time to call in. And while you wait, while I'm waiting for your call, again, I'm stressing on Psalms 118. And when David oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth to all generations, no matter what is going on. Hallelujah. Thank you for putting the number on the screen. Hallelujah. For those that didn't get it, it's on the screen now. You can call in. This is the number you can call in to give thanks, and the number you can call in for prayer. Again, error code 321-632-1000. Praise God. Thank you for putting that up, Sister Melissa. Amen. God bless your heart. I want you to be of good courage on today, you all, no matter what we're in. Again, we're in the year, the time now for Thanksgiving, not only with food and relatives. We'll be gathering to have Thanksgiving, praise God. But this is a time now that we really set aside to give thanks unto the Lord, for he has been good. He has been good. I'm glad we just don't have to do it only one time a year to give him thanks. We can give him thanks all of year round. Praise our God. But this is the time that they set aside as Thanksgiving. Praise God that we will have Thanksgiving and that's still giving God the praise, giving God the glory, getting with family, friends, and giving God praise and giving them thanks. Amen. And not only that, have a feast. Have a feast that some of you all are getting ready to and preparing for dinner for Thanksgiving. Some of you having the tradition Thanksgiving. Some of you having more attitude Thanksgiving. But it all boils around about giving God praise and giving God thanks for what he has done and for what he is going to do. Again, the lines are open for you. Caller, you on the prayer line?
Yes. Pastor, this is
I need to hear you.
Calling in for prayer.
Could you speak up a little bit?
I said, this is Mother Betty. I was calling in for prayer.
Oh, Mother Betty, God bless you. God bless mm-hmm. you. Father, we thank you for Mother Betty as she's calling in for prayer on today. Father, we thank you for touching her, surrounding areas in her life. Everybody's connected to her. We thank you for her right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Mother Betty, it's good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice.
Yes.
All right. We love you.
We love you, too.
All right. Call you on the prayer line.
Good morning, Apostle. This is Sister Georgia.
Bless you.
I need prayer for a safe trip back home.
Yes.
I leave out in the morning coming back home.
Oh,
so pray that I have a safe trip coming back home.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for Minister Georgia. Father, as she's traveling, God, we thank you for bringing her back home, Father. In advance, God, cover the vehicle, cover right now, God. Bring her through God, in the name of Jesus. Let her arrive safely, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
We'll see you in the move of God.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Calling you on the prayer line. Calling you on the prayer line.
Praise the Lord, Apostle. I just want to call and give thanks to God.
Yes.
I know him as a healer.
Yes.
I know him as a deliverer. And I know him as a waymaker.
Praise
God for being God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God. God bless you, Evangelist Harvey. We thank God for you. Father, we thank you because the caller called in and gives you thanks and give you praise.
Yes,
and we thank you now, God, for every situation, every circumstance that concerns her, concerns you. And we thank you now because you're on our side right now. In
thank
Jesus'
you.
Name, amen. Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Calling you on the prayer line.
Good morning, Apostle. I'm calling in for prayer.
Bless your heart. Father, we thank you for this caller right now in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, that everything that concerns her concerns you, Father God. And everything that is coming up against her is working out for her good, God, because you're gracious and you're mercy. And we thank
yes,
you that you
God.
Cover her right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Bless your heart.
Thank you, Apostle.
Bless you. Yes, God is still great. And this is what I'm talking about. We give him praise. We give him glory. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Josie Camel. Bless you. Hallelujah. All the way from Texas. Amen. Bless you. Your heart. We want to give God praise and give him honor and thanks. Again, you have time to call in for prayer. You have time to call in and give him praise and thanks for what he's doing and for what he's going to do. Again, the number is on the screen. Area code 321-632-1000. God is able to do a scene above all we think or ask. No matter what you're in, he's still on the throne. No matter what the enemy is trying to do, come on. You don't look at what the enemy is trying to do. You say, well, you're not being truthful about it. No, you're not looking at what the enemy is trying to do. See, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to take your attention. He wants to take your focus off of giving God praise and continue to watch what he's doing so he can stagnate you, so he can cripple you. But your praise is going to bring you out. We see it. We're not ignorant concerning the devices of the enemy. But we give God the praise. Because guess what? Our praise is going to outweigh the situation. It's going to overturn the situation. Come on, Paul. Come on, Silas. Come on. Come on. Come on, Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den. Come on. Hallelujah. They kept focused on giving God praise and giving God thanks. It overturned it. So we can be able to walk in this. This is why the word again, what we're talking about this morning, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he what is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And his mercy endureth forever. And his mercy endureth forever. Just giving thanks. Just giving praise. Come on. We have time for some more callers. 2 minutes. 2 minutes on the line. You could be that let them out of them 2 minutes. You could be one of those. Come on. Like how many Jesus cleansed? 10. And only one came back to give him thanks. Come on. You could be one of those ones in those few little minutes we got. The number right there on your screen. Call in, get prayer, and give God thanks for what he's doing and for what he's going to do. Praise our God. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's kind. Hallelujah. Oh, he's God all by himself. He can do a scene above all we think I ask. Come on, somebody. Come on. We trust God. We bless him for who he is. We bless him for who he is. We thank him for what he's doing in the midst of us. Praise God. He's a big God. He's a great God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. That's why we praise him. That's why we give him honor. Hallelujah. That's why we love him. Come on. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, I'm still in this. And ain't nothing happening. But guess what? Continue to give him praise. Continue to give him thanks. Because he's going to bring you out. It's going to work out. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that what love the Lord and are called what according to his purpose. Come on. Anybody else out there? 1 minute left. 1 minute. Let's be that last caller. We got one for the callers. You got 1 minute left. Call in and give him thanks right quick. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when you start giving God thanks and you start giving him praise, the situation, the circumstances, the thing, it works out quicker than you think. Because guess what? He inherited the praises of his people. He bring you out every time. He bring you out every time. He turns things around. He shuns those things around when you praise him, when you give him glory. That's it for the callers. That's it for the callers. But I have 2 minutes left in here. And in these 2 minutes, hallelujah, somebody may be out there that don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins. And you say, Apostle, I don't know him. I don't have that peace. I can't thank him like you're talking about because I don't know him. But I give you an opportunity to right now, to come to know him. According to the word of God, he say, if you believe in your heart, confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. If you say, Apostle, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth and I believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, I believe that I'm saved. This is what it is. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to be voted on. You don't have to be accepted. You just believe. And he said, thou shalt be saved. If you're out there, Father, I'm a sinner. And I ask you to forgive me. I repent of my sins. And I become godly sorry. Come into my heart. And live in me. And I'm in you. I accept you as my personal Savior. That's all. You're saved. Find your Bible-based church teaching the word of God. Get in it and grow. In this 1 minute, get in it and grow and go forth in God. Thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast on today. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth to all generations. Be at peace. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. Praise God. God bless all of you, all that's on.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.